Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Radio Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. We're harvesting corn and soybeans on an Illinois farm right now. And I can think back when our soybean fields weren't as weed-free as they are today, when the standability of our corn was not as good either. Thank you, biotechnology. For more information, visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. Just under the surface of prayer, determination, and unity following the recent shocking terrorist attack, we see emerging around the finger-pointing. The blame game is beginning. Now, I think there's plenty of blame to spread around, but I don't think that you can heap it all on one agency, one department, or one person. For more than a quarter century, the United States has been backing away from the dirty work of old-fashioned spying. I recall clearly when I was Secretary of Agriculture and our Marine barracks were bombed in Beirut. President Reagan was sad, but he was also angry. He was angry because he said a culture, an attitude had developed here in the United States, and I quote, he said that spying somehow is dishonest and let's get rid of our intelligence agents. Well, President Reagan was criticized for his statement, but he was right. Today we have more expensive technological investments to include satellites and listening stations. And as useful as these may be, there's a new realization that they aren't enough. We need to play on the same field as the terrorists and play as dirty as they do. And that includes recruiting shady characters, crooks, double agents, spies. Spies that can be bought with money. We have the money. Buying spies is cheaper than buying technology. Unfortunately, we're behind the curve on this, having been out of the business for so long. Not to mention that part of the world that we need to penetrate is very unfamiliar to us in both language and culture. Now, considering the strong support from the public to rid the world of terrorism, I would expect the Congress to give President Bush most of the resources and authority that he's asking for. I am also convinced that the global assault that President Bush is leading against terrorism will serve to put the terrorist on the defensive, and that'll give us time to build an effective spy system. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.